Now, as Saab works to broaden its brand identity, the Justice Department has staged a giant bust for identity theft. It's called the biggest such raid in its history. Hackers stole more than 130 million credit and debit card numbers. NPR's Ari Shapiro has our story.
The alleged ringleader is a 28-year-old named Albert Gonzalez. He and two other men started by reviewing a list of Fortune 500 companies. They visited stores and websites to scope out vulnerabilities, and then came the attacks. Between 2006 and 2008, hackers stole credit and debit card information from 7-Eleven, Hannaford Brothers Supermarkets, and a company called Heartland Payment Systems. Gonzalez is already in prison. A year ago, he was charged with similar attacks on the Dave & Buster's restaurant chain. Separately, he was accused of hacking into the clothing company TJ Maxx's computers. That was the biggest such attack of its time, 45 million victims. This attack is three times that size. Jennifer Granick of the Electronic Frontier Foundation says this is clearly a growing problem.
And I think one of the causes of the problem is that companies have not been careful about creating these treasure troves of customer information.
For consumers, there's almost no way to avoid being victimized by this sort of theft, says law professor Anita Ramasastry of the University of Washington. Once you swipe your credit card, the information is out of your control.
The magnitude is what worries us because it can happen in an instant that 130 million numbers can be compromised.
The alleged ringleader goes to trial next month for one of the cases he was accused of last year. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.